Hi, this is Joanne Verkeilen, founder and creator of Circle in Bloom. Welcome to week 11 of our How Einstein Would Get Pregnant blog series. This week, the focus is about love, and we have a very special relationship brewing with a woman by the name of Dr. Eva Salub, who's written a book called The Love Response. And we'll actually have her on the podcast for week 12 next week. So please stay tuned for that. And we'll ask her specific questions about the love response and her work and ways that we can apply this to our overall health and ultimately our fertility. But the main question of the day is, how much does giving and receiving of love improve our health? And I think what Dr. Salub will say is it has a lot to do with our health. And because the opposite of love, she proposes, is fear and what she calls the fear response. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But essentially, and this is something actually that I, on a personal note, you know, how things kind of come together. And I believe the universe throws things at you that you really need to deal with, or that you should be focused on. And as a person who likes to continually challenge myself and grow in ways so that I can really experience life fully through kind of a feeling of happiness, that's my goal overall with my own life. This concept of love kept coming up for me, whether it was reading a book or reading a blog post or something that just kept coming back to love. And I'm not talking about romantic love, although that's a terrific kind of feeling and one that I hope everybody gets to experience. But I'm talking about a more fundamental approach to love and to life, which is the sense of pure pleasure and bliss that you can feel when you have love in your heart. And so on a personal note, I've been, you know, really meditating on this quality. And when I wake up in the morning now, my first thought is, how can I feel love in my heart right now? And I do a little exercise that helps me do that. And what I find is that it's like my body fills up in a way that it's hard to explain, but it feels like a certain, like, wonderful heaviness that really, you know, comes inside of my heart, comes inside of my body cavity, and really kind of radiates out from there and gives me a really strong sense of feeling grounded, feeling like I really love my life, that I love my body, that I love everything around me. And, you know, good things have really started to happen. And good things have happened to me all my life, but I really feel as if experiencing life through this wonderful sense of, and I think life, from my perspective, love has become a choice. And that's kind of an underlying theme that I really propose is the case, that love is a choice that we all have. It's love for oneself. It's love for the people around us, whether it's family, friends, community. And then, you know, kind of a spiritual love, a feeling that that there's something greater than us. And whether that's religious based for you or just pure spiritual, something that you meditate on. In fact, Dr. Salub calls this kind of like a pyramid, her love pyramid. So let me come back to what Eva talks about in her book, which is a lot about this fear response and it coming down to the levels of stress in our life and the biochemical changes that happen when we are in this fear response. And what happens, unfortunately, is, and I find this as well, it's like if you kind of, you know, rush from appointment to appointment, and when I used to work in finance, I did this all the time, I'd find that my shoulders would be up around my ears and my eyebrows furrowed in a very serious way, and, you know, not smiling very much and rushing around and always in this state of, it really boils down to fear. And what happens, again, when we're in this fear response is that everything is more hard inside. everything is more stressed and profoundly more complicated when we are in this fear response. And there's effects with respect to our brain function, our immune system, our mental and emotional states, and propensity towards illness. And what she talks about is that there's a cascade inside of cause and effect from these feelings and these levels of stress, and it really kind of stems from the amygdala hippocampus complex, or AHC, which is really the emotional response center, and also the primitive part of our brain, which you often hear as being called the lizard brain. It's that part of the brain that handles the actions for the body that ensure our survival, such as fear and aggression. So again, going back to almost animal instinct, if you will, if you're in a state of challenge, if there's a lion coming at you, you know, it's a good thing that we have the lizard brain, because that lizard brain comes right up into attention and sends out the exact right hormones that you need to move out of the way. But the problem is that when this lizard brain is activated and and it's not shut off, so it's a great response and one that keeps us alive. But if we're constantly in this state of mind, it is absolutely, you know, wreaks havoc in our system. And the peptides and hormones that rush through our bodies, such as cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and adrenaline, which moves us out of the way, has lasting effects on our brain. In fact, studies show that cortisol, when we have an overactive amount of it in our bodies, is that it literally attacks our hippocampus, and that our memories aren't as strong as if we are not as stressed. And other negative responses or influences that the fear response can have on the body, such things as on our muscles, and we feel tense. We're always, especially in our neck, back, jaw, shoulders, and jaw, it's just this feeling of tenseness, which is not good. Energy can't flow, your blood can't flow well if we are in this sense of tense feeling all the time. Reproduction, she talks about specifically with respect to our periods becoming irregular, we have problems conceiving. With respect to infertility, you know, there's a big red arrow around that, of course, with respect to our focus. Gastrointestinal tract, we have, you know, we may be constipated, we may have heartburn or cramping. Blood flow, she says you have cold hands and feet if this is an issue. Heart, your heart races and it pumps harder and your blood pressure rises. Lungs, you breathe faster and more shallowly. An immune system, your white blood cells get ready for a possible attack, which causes inflammation in the body. She says that the fear response is like a fire, which is beneficial when you need to cook your food, but harmful if it is not extinguished. If the fear response continues too long or goes unregulated, the body really stays in this constant state of stress, and pathological problems inevitably arise. We have increases in blood pressure. We have thickening of and tears in our blood vessel walls. We have excess production of fatty acids and blood sugar, which may lead to deposits in these tears and formation of plaques and problems with respect to our veins, resulting in heart disease or stroke. The combination of excessive adrenaline and cortisol production and high levels of insulin released from the pancreas in response to elevated glucose may eventually lead to insulin-resistant diabetes and other metabolic disorders such as high cholesterol. So when it comes down to it, fear or being in the state of stress, high levels of stress, wreaks havoc. And this is not something that I think is new, but what is exciting is that we have a new way to approach the reduction of this stress in our lives that Eva talks about so well in her book, which is, again, the book called Love Response. If you come to our blog, circlebloom.com/blog, and go to week 11, you will find all of the links and everything that that you would need to have in order to order this wonderful book. But, and again, we'll have Dr. Eva on the podcast for week 12, which we're very excited about. We're actually, on a personal note, really developing a strong relationship with Eva and talking about ways to work together in our mutual goal of really health empowerment for the masses and getting this word out. This is about, you know, really, you know, taking the controls over our own bodies in a positive way that can really influence not only our health from a physical perspective, but I believe gives us the tools on a much deeper, more profound level to be happy. And this is what I have found in my work with my own personal growth, as I indicated, which is these feelings of love, these feelings of positivity that stem from those feelings of love. I can't help but be happy and be less stressed and to have a better outlook on life. And so I highly recommend, you know, again, reading the blog post, coming back and hearing even next week on week 12. This is Joanne Verkuijlen with How Einstein Would Get Pregnant, week 11. Thank you so much for listening. CircleBloom.com for more information. Thank you so much.